Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed. For another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful. Yes, so indeed very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, for every ear that he brings near. And yes, indeed, I thank you all again for listening. The Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, he has told me, that unto his cause, for the cause of his people, for the cause of reconciliation of his holy name, reconciliation of all who will be called by that name, he said to me that I indeed have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he told me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection. Yes, that I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, and to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He has a plan in that he has forsworn that he shall restore unto himself genuine reverence and respect. He shall restore unto himself, my brothers and sisters, respect for the fact that in all things, he is true. But he shall perform, he shall bring to bear all things that he has spoken. I think about scriptures like those at, for instance, Isaiah. I said Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, in the 25th chapter. There's a few scriptures like this to look at. Because think about it. How is it that we see all the divisions that exist in the world, but that men have refused to believe the Most High intends to do all that he has spoken. Men should believe the Most High to bring forth, rather than the perfect knowledge of his will, massive compromises has been, my brothers and sisters, the fostering ground for much total disrespect. And my brothers and sisters, after such disrespect, shall no one come to truly know. I said truly come to know Yah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I look at the scripture that Isaiah 25:1. O Yah, thou art my Elohim. One who declares what is the only conscience, only acceptable unconscious unto us, only acceptable conscience to us all. He says, I will exalt thee, I will give thanks to thy name. This is what all people shall say one day, who revere and respect his word. He says, for thou hast worked one His plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. So you might want to look at the King James, which says that he shall perform all his counsels in faithfulness, the counsels of old in faithfulness and truth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, why have they not taught this section of the scripture? It says, for thou hast made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. A palace of strangers is a city no more. It shall never be rebuilt. Therefore, people made strong will glorify thee. Cities of ruthless nations will revere thee. Well, did you catch that part where it says, Yah shall perform all that he has spoken with perfect faithfulness? What about Acts 3:18-23? Messiah will come to restore all things, bring the restitution of all things. In other words, there are many, my brothers and sisters, that have slandered the name of the Most High, called him a liar. And some of every denomination, every church, every nation of this world. Men in some respect have called the Most High a liar. How else, my brothers and sisters, you get 45,000 denominations? How else do you retain 280 nations all saying something different? The men, unless the men have wittingly or not called the Most High a liar, because if all believed truly all that he declared, expected his word, expected his will, expected his promise according to all that he has spoken. Well, my brothers and sisters, men could only speak the truth concerning what he has spoken. Nothing less, nothing added to. Well, like I said, my brothers and sisters, the holy name shall indeed be vindicated. It shall be discerned that all the chaos we see in the world is a result of man's unbelief, not because of his having believed. Hear me. If man truly believed and walked and morally, according to all the Most High has spoken, pursuing all that is his will, man would have one common sense of what is justice. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there wouldn't be any controversy with regard to what is right, what is wrong. There wouldn't be any controversy as to what is acceptable before the Most High. But quite frankly, we live in a world that hasn't been concerned about what's acceptable before the Most High. Men have sworn on Bibles to uphold worldly unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters. What men have called constitutions hadn't even been in any way stable. In fact, when men say they uphold a constitution after a changing moral tide, there's nothing stable or consistent about it. But the word of Yah is an unchanging word. The Most High declared from the beginning is eternal. Scriptures tell us, beware lest any man beguile us after the principles of the world, Colossians 2, and not after the Kirdi, not after Rishon Acharon, not after that which the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal. He said, for the commandments of men are that which are changeable, and you should be careful not to follow after all these changeable designs of a pluralistic, immoral social code. Scripture says, watch out, my brothers and sisters, if you fall after such as this. As Scripture said, watch out in advance, because if you walk after such as this, you walk as though doomed, as though living in the world. My brothers and sisters, it's because men have vacillated, varied, not been true and consistent unto keeping, preserving, maintaining, guarding, defending the fullness of what the Most High declared from the beginning. Men upholding the fallen standards, many fallen, any one of the multitudes of many fallen standards of this world. Men seeking to preserve what seems wise after, let's just say, the orientations of their, let's say, particular day and age. Not realizing that a whole world has fallen far from what the Most High declared from the beginning. Men have only preserved themselves in stagnation of bondage. Scripture says, Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. Scripture tells us, my brothers and sisters, that when Messiah appears, he's going to command that all remember what many generations have forgotten. Does not relate or bode well, my brothers and sisters, for those who want to believe that the truth began from the day they were born. Sounds pretty sad, but nevertheless, it's the truth. Many have not realized that the multitude of differences we see in this world are the result of man having fallen away from what is indeed divine foundation. Every man, my brothers and sisters, serves confusion. He discerns then what is absolution. So the scripture says, when it says you must be born again, it means of the spirit, you must be fully, must come to a full maturation to discern beyond every lie, or dare men believe that an incomplete, partial, and polluted offering, defiled, not true to his name, is an acceptable offering? Shall a man be called saved because he was ignorant? Shall a man be called delivered and prepared for a kingdom of peace because the only orientation he knew was of this world? My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. There's a lot of very much so unrighteous ideals that men have called peace in their various institutions. But is that peace? What men call peace after their varying institutions, is that peace with the one Most High? What, like I said, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations? My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us. How about 2 Corinthians 13 chapter? It says, ultimately, if we are all not of the same faith, we are rejected. We are an impure, imperfect, unacceptable offering. Meaning that it is the duty of every soul that would desire the salvation of men's souls, that we all seek the pure, perfect, and whole truth, that we be of genuine good to one another, that we be true to a covenant. John 17th chapter, Messiah's greatest petition, like Paul's petition. They all agree. Romans 10, that men might be saved, that Israel might be saved, that all the people who call upon the holy name might be one. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about something. A dastardly deed has been created in this world that men have not even discerned just how wicked, how damning it is. Think about it. 45,000 denominations. Many of them are brothers and sisters saying that they are wise because, say, for instance, they keep the first day of the week. Many of them saying they are wise because they keep, or they say they get the time for gathering, is the seventh day of the week. But my brothers and sisters, whether they join on the seventh or the first, do you realize, my brothers and sisters, there'll be so many differing ideas. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations calling upon the name of the Most High, every one of them thinking unto themselves that they are complete, petitioning for the preservation of their institutionality. Like I said, all teaching something different, and then daring to believe they kept a holy day. That, my brothers and sisters, is absolute insanity. What the Most High ultimately warned us about, that those who will be called a remnant unto the Most High, the remnant of Israel, Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. There be none to dissuade or discomfort them. Well, my brothers and sisters, that means that all the people who should be called true to the kingdom of peace must all be of one mind, one heart, one understanding. If people dare to call a multitude of differing conjectures and opinions, they dare to believe that that is all part of the faith of Messiah. My brothers and sisters, they call Messiah, and they call the Most High himself, even the Spirit of the Most High, a liar, because they have somehow believed that a multitude of compromises will still be found viable. My brothers and sisters, men have actually believed that if none understands or none understands to know what is the truth, that all are saved in their ignorance. Damn lie! I repeat, that is a damn lie. Think about it. Isaiah 48th chapter tells us plainly that men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Most High said he knew, however, that surely men would lie. Did he say that was salvation? No, my brothers and sisters. He said that those who enter his kingdom must be refined. All iniquity, all injustice, all, let's just say, perversion, whereby men have not discerned what indeed is righteousness, must be purged from men's hearts. Men must discern the knowledge of the truth, for the Most High will not give his name to an other. He will not paste his name upon a liar. He will not approve with his name. He will not sanction with his name. He will not confirm with his name a habitation filled with lies. You must overcome the world. You must overcome the illusions that are in it. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. In other words, if you had a bunch of leaders teaching you a bunch of things, a multitude of things differently because they have lied, they have denied the truth, they perverted, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the gospel. Scripture said you must exceed them. That does not say that you can preserve an illusion and yet be found worthy to be preserved. All my brothers and sisters, they need to understand this clearly. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to stop believing that the Most High is a God of compromise and confusion. It's time we believe, my brothers and sisters, that he will perform all that is his word. The time has come, my brothers and sisters, we must understand, and the Most High has already told us in advance, the day will come when men will understand just how much he loves his name. I hope you understand what I said when I said that, my brothers and sisters. Man will soon understand just how much the Most High loves his name, how much he is vowed to preserve the sanctity of his reality. In other words, what I mean by that, my brothers and sisters, is this. I remember years ago, the Most High one time told me, they're going to be very angry when they see me as I am. And when they do, will they love me still? He said he is not a God of men's imaginations. I repeat, he is not a God of men's imaginations. Men must discern that he is the great I am, that I am, not as men have imagined. He's not a creation after their ideas, nor is he shifted, twisted, destabilized in any way, my brothers and sisters, after the lesser conscience of men. He is the Most High. Salvation, then, my brothers and sisters, comes by faith. Man must discern beyond himself. I've said it before, what the scriptures mean when it said you must be born again. It is for those who are wise, not so far stretched to understand that just as a child is born after he has matured, gestated in his mother's womb, the waters of his mother, so my brothers and sisters must the seed of the Most High implanted in the hearts of man must fully, in fact, my brothers and sisters, bring about a maturation, consecrated soul. I said a consecrated soul to the Most High alone. He didn't say he's going to bring everybody's lives into his kingdom like a bunch of Grecian, or what they say, Greco-Trojan horses, huh? The Greeks can turn around and tell you this. It was a Trojan horse. The horse was made by Greece and given to Troy. But they said that the mechanism of deceit was a Trojan horse. Well, like I said, the victor goes, the spoils, they tell things like they want to. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Like I said before, men serve some form of confusion till they discern absolution. And my brother and sister, the man who serves and loves confusion or any misrepresentation, my brothers and sisters, is not yet worthy. We call it a steadfast example. Or representative unto Yah. I'm just telling you what the reality is, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture says you must be born again. The Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. But there's a whole lot of folks walking around out here, my brothers and sisters, that would rather say that they are saved rather than realize that there's any illusion they need yet to overcome. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures never said in this latter day, well, man is blinded by so many misexamples. It never said, my brothers and sisters, that men were saved, fully delivered, if you will, until Messiah comes to reveal indeed what is righteousness, indeed what is divine order. Because many of my brothers and sisters, you got 45,000 denominations out here claiming that they all declare divine order. My brothers and sisters, to believe all these differences of order is certain misorder. Messiah said, your righteousness must see that of your leaders ultimately. However, though there are those who want to believe that, well, I want you to think about it for a minute. You know, 2,000 years ago, there were those who believed they trusted in the Most High. People calling themselves Pharisees, some calling themselves Sadducees, some zealots, some Essenes. Many believe that they trusted in deity. Amidst all the varying ideas of the pagans. Well, I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. Do you really believe the Most High believed them? Well, think about it. The reason why Messiah was sent, because the Most High was not pleased with any of them. Do I need to repeat that again? The reason why the Most High sent Messiah is because the Most High was not pleased with any of these institutions, though they called upon his name. What do you say? You call upon my name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That is an admonition to man, humanity in the last days. Now, get my point. There are those who believe that they've called upon his name, they were automatically righteous. Well, my brothers and sisters, to call upon his name and not to seek all his perfect will or to presume that you already know it because of what time you've been oriented in this world is foolishness. Scriptures talk about Messiah himself having to hearken to the Most High. The scripture says concerning him, morning by morning, the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching. He's not turned back the rebellious way. That he should know how to declare a word to the weary, those who don't realize, let's just say, the massive illusions they have trusted. That he should show others, my brothers and sisters, how to see beyond all the massive illusions of this world. Well, think about it. Those that 2,000 years ago wanted to believe they were still worthy unto the kingdom of Yah, trusting in the Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, Essenes, or any one of the varying ideals of this world, well, they were all counted by the early church to all be, let's just say, they were all considered unbelievers. They didn't believe there's a standard greater that they had to attain to. Well, think about it. I can tell you right now, no ifs, ands, or buts, debates in my mind. Knowing what I have seen in the scriptures, it is very evident to me that nowhere among all these denominations and churches and nations, nowhere is there any place clean among them. Nowhere among them are there those who have, let's just say, been true to the pursuit. Not after these allegiances. Been true to the pursuit of all that is divine will. Not one. What does the scripture say? Psalm 14. Most High looked, saw none righteous, no, not one, none that does good, none that seeks Yah. In other words, everybody satisfied after some institution of man, not recognizing evildoers who devour them like bread. Hypocrites, my brothers and sisters, whose bones the Most High says he must scatter. Hard scripture? Yes. But think about it. What do men deserve who would compel others after deceit not to seek the greater will of Yah? That if you, and they prove it because if you tell them about the things that are not, let's just say, part of the status quo, if you tell them about the things that are not, you know, let's just say, not commonly taught among their churches, rather than them being exposed as treacherous and hiding the truth, they act. I've had pastors tell me that, well, I've had some tell me it was foolish because it wasn't taught in their church, even though it's in the Bible, what, 50, 100 times? I've had pastors turn around and tell me that, such and such a word may be true, but I'm the only one who knows it. As if to say that they have no intention to tell it. In other words, you can show them certain things in the Bible that they have sanctioned, that are straight from paganism. They'll admit they teach these paganisms. But they said, one pastor said to me, but I'm the only one who knows it, so he's making a difference to him. Meaning he was going to continue to lie as long as he could. But a lot of you turn around and you really want to believe these people. I think that's insanity. I truly think it's to believe such total foolishness. It's to, for one to want to believe this is to be completely out of your mind. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's to be completely mindless. I have related again and again and again on this show to the many. Please, please check out such articles on my website as Early Church Origin and Mutual Forgotten Expectation on my website, hiddengospel.com. Many of you, my brothers and sisters, have begun to explore, but how many of you realize how much more deeply you need to explore what is there? Everything I'm saying, you can find out, my brothers and sisters, you can check it out. Hey, crack your Bible wide open and examine it and see what the cumulative word there relates when you add it all up. I related where you can get where the reference points are, where you can examine a lot of these things for yourself. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies. My brothers and sisters, if people realize just how precious these words were, all those who have examined these things, and realized how precious they were. Our desire to truly understand them to the full degree of all the implications that are contained therein. A lot more people, my brothers and sisters, wouldn't be caught in this mass of illusions that this world has taught, trusting in all manner of treachery, all manner of short-sightedness, all manner of half-truths and lies. Because they realize that the leaders, well, I'll put it like this, yeah, they have been doing their job. But their job, my brothers and sisters, has not been to seek to save you, but comfort you in your vanity. Soothsayers. That's what Jeremiah calls them. Jeremiah calls the leaders of this Babylon, who comfort the people after what seems right in their own heart. He calls them soothsayers. You know what a soothsayer is? Hey, you can buy him and he'll tell you whatever you want to hear. My brothers and sisters, but what men, after their carnal mind, desire to hear is not always, and in fact rarely is, the full perception of what a holy word from the Most High himself has decreed. He said his word should not return to him void. It should perform all that for which he has spoken it. How many are willing, my brothers and sisters, to seek all that he has said? My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks are just simply out to, let's just say, achieve whatever they will in terms of prestige they can claim from men. And if it means that they compromise the holy word and just simply don't seek it for the fullness of what it is, they are willing to do it. And my brothers and sisters, such as this, scripture says, can never be part of a covenant. He will seek to save his own life. In other words, my brothers and sisters, and is not willing to sacrifice of himself that his brother might see. Scripture says, Scripture says he who seeks to save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for the sake of my gospel, that word that can deliver man beyond worldly misconceits, that one shall gain its life eternal. What do people think? That they can defend every man's lives across the world and be found worthy of the kingdom of truth and peace? It's time we think much through this thing, my brothers and sisters, much more clearly. Scriptures talk about the idea about men being feeling they are under grace or favor because they have no law. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says you don't have discipline from the Most High. In Hebrews 12, it says you bastards are not sons. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. It says you bastards are not sons if you don't have certain discipline. Isaiah 41 calls men abominations if they put, let's just say, if they sanction those who never teach you true to divine discipline. In fact, the book of Jacob says if any man be double-minded, he will receive nothing from Yah. Wow. That sounds so much like Isaiah 41. Again, Most High calls abomination, not something he formed, if men will not seek the pure, perfect truth that is consistent from beginning to eternity. Think about it. A polytheist leader, then, my brothers and sisters, is automatically one who seeks to serve, if you will, two masters. Claiming to serve Yah, he still yet serves the compromises after the compromises of men and seeks to preserve such illusion, such confusion. A man who, my brothers and sisters, will seek to preserve such confusion, scripture says, is not worthy unto the Spirit of the Most High. I see Isaiah 19, and it talks about, if you read Isaiah 19 closely, it says that man is going to one day see the result of all that he has done, refusing to hear from Yah. And it says all the chaos, it ultimately relates to all the chaos that man is brought to bear when he sees how much damage he has done. Scripture says in terms of solution, they won't be able to see head nor tail nor head, head nor tail nor tail nor head. It says the princes of Zoan, Memphis, have become fools. It means, my brothers and sisters, those who trust in all this polytheism will one day be recognized as the fools that they are. You can't believe the truth and a lie, and my brothers and sisters, and still be called wise. You can't believe a multitude of contradictions without believing lies. Well, my brothers and sisters, this society has mandated that people compromise their moral code and their sense of discretion to go along with whatever differences that state makes laws to call legal, just because enough people, after a change in moral code, might begin to seek to uphold what they call a minority. My brothers and sisters, I got news for you. The biggest minority on this earth is the people who truly seek and know to seek beyond all the illusions in this world unto the one utmost truth. How much support is there for them after the misconceits that this world calls government? My brothers and sisters, people act like the Most High plows the fields only to sow, just to put in seed, never expecting a mature fruit, as if Messiah gave his life that every man of impure offering be acceptable. Messiah said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. Holy Spirit comes to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. How about all that before the Most High is counted insufficient and inadequate? He reproves it all. Scripture says he's coming with a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, meaning whoever's not willing to seek the whole truth will fall. We'll fall short. It's hard being discerned, my brothers and sisters, as a lover of unrighteousness. Scripture says he would discipline all nations with a rod of iron. That means absolute discipline from the Most High according to all the Most High has spoken, and not according to what this world has called peace and order, but what the Most High demands unto order in his kingdom. But it sounds like, my brothers and sisters, with 45,000 denominations, people want to call it, as they say, Christianity. And all these different, they still want to call it faith. Well, when I turn around and I look at it, my brothers, it's kind of obvious to me that just as the scripture said, not everybody's wanted to know the true Messiah. Not everybody wanted to know what it is to be delivered from every man's lie and be required to help one another see beyond every illusion. Because I understand, my brothers and sisters, when you take that kind of stance, obviously there are many who will be offended at you. But my brothers and sisters, they have already offended the Most High. And everyone has offended the Most High who is not willing to seek his whole will. You must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. It means love him for all that is his will with every part of your being. That's the first command. And that is the love for your brother, that others might be redeemed. Well, whoever my brothers and sisters would seek to compromise that hates his brother and hates the Most High too. Because quite frankly, my Most High is not going to change his will. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if you seek to compromise his will and teach others to do the same, you disrespect him. And dare men believe that doing so is favor? Time to think again, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern the truth. Like I said, just as a child is born into this world after being matured in his mother's waters, Messiah said, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that man after the Spirit of the Most High must see beyond all the illusions, even the lies, my brothers and sisters, that men have been taught. They were already here before they were born. Must discern beyond all these lies to see beyond every illusion, to discern what the Most High declared is eternal from the beginning. Whoever would not seek that truth, my brothers and sisters, or would not discern that truth is upon faulty foundations and is still yet counted unstable. But again, my brothers and sisters, the kind of truth that I'm talking about here now sounds strange for anyone to speak of to a lot of people until, my brothers and sisters, they begin to understand just how much the rulers that live in this world, that have ruled in this world, how much the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have desired that the people never come to understand it. And dared, like I said before, compel men to believe that if all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, that men are saved because they just said they believe. My brothers and sisters, men have fallen short of the glory of what is honorable before the Most High, not because they have believed, but because they have not believed. Listen to me. If all believe the truth, how is it that all, Scripture says, fallen short of what is honorable? That's due to unbelief. That's due to a fall. You wouldn't have 45,000 denominations teaching something different if all believed in him who does not change. My brothers and sisters, like I said, can you imagine? I'm thinking about the idea about on the Day of Atonement, how the Most High commanded that all his people must come together to seek his perfect will, that they all be one. Most High said, I think about the scriptures in, like I said, 2 Corinthians 13, said, if we are all not of the same faith, we are rejected. Do we dare to wish to believe the Most High will accept a contradictive offering? Contentious offering? Everybody's teaching something different. No, handing it up to the Most High and then daring to say that they got all this after his spirit. Shall we not understand, my brothers and sisters, there is a principle unto giving unto the Most High an acceptable offering? You don't have anything to give him until you receive something from him. Did you hear me? You have nothing to give him, acceptable unto him, till you receive something from him. No one is forgiven, my brothers and sisters, who continues for all his life to believe a lie. No one is forgiven, my brothers and sisters, who is not willing to receive the gift of the Most High that will change and convert a heart. No one is forgiven, my brothers and sisters, if granted the opportunity to see the truth, he would turn back to uphold the illusion. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to know the truth and not seek to stand up for the truth, my brothers and sisters, is quite deceptive. You have to want. In fact, my brothers, you have to more than just want. You have to not only want, but ask of the Most High that you shall, upon hearing men's illusions, have something to say to help them to see what indeed before the Most High is wise. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, don't want to learn what's necessary in order to speak. And my brothers and sisters, they leave every single soul they neglect to damnation. But then they expect themselves to be saved. Wow. My brothers and sisters, who taught that kind of injustice? In other words, you seek the truth so you can be silent about it and let everybody lie and just don't care while you watch all this depravity. And sit back and say you deserve to be saved because you sought the truth and would not speak it. Like a light that won't shine. Brothers and sisters, you say that you should receive a word and not be willing to give a word. Big problem, my brothers and sisters. Huge problem. I can only tell you this. I know what the Most High sent me for to speak. Did I know what I know now? Absolutely not. He just told me to keep my Bible with me. Aha. There were those who saw my Bible. When somebody asked a question, just simply open, over and over and over, directly on the page where were the answers. Many saw this, my brothers and sisters. Yes. In fact, excuse me, sir. Many saw how when I would search for a scripture in the book, it wouldn't be a matter of having to search it. I just flip the page and it would wind up exactly on the page again and again and again and again and again. Hours on end. I thought it was normal. Because actually, to tell you the truth about it, when I began to first seek the Most High for verification of things he was telling me, I can tell you about a very unusual thing that happened. For months on end, first open the Bible. It was like a Bible. I can just tell you, Bible sitting on the table. It's a fact. I was over at a friend of my mother's house at the time. I had a big Bible sitting on the table, and I was sitting there waiting for them to come back out. They had something for my mother wanted me to go pick up. Okay. And I was sitting there on the couch, big Bible on the table before me. It was like the Bible just started. It was almost like it was speaking to me. Open up. Open me up. Open me up. What could I do? I decided to open it. It opened to the scriptures with regard to Abrahamic promise. In particular, Genesis 17, walk after the Most High, seek his perfect will. This will be a blessing to all nations. The covenant of circumcision, that man must seek beyond his flesh after the greater will of Yah. That is only discerned, my brothers and sisters, after the spirit of the Most High. Become a perfect man, and that would be a blessing to all nations. something that cannot be accomplished but by faith in a revelation that is from Him, believing that the Most High can guide and teach. Those same scriptures. Brothers and sisters, I watched it happen. I was able, from after it happened, I opened the Bible and I thought about what I read the first time. And I closed the Bible back up and I sat back. Then I thought about it again. And I remember going back to the Bible and opening it again. Turning right to that same page. Wow. Okay. Read it, sat back, bent back up, opened the Bible again. Same page. I remember there being another Bible that was on this, there was a mirror on the wall. And below it, maybe like a little shelf underneath the mirror. Guess what? Somebody can put down a comb or brush and brush it on their hair. There's a Bible there. I opened again that Bible. The Bible that was there, different Bible. Same page again. Same verse. I wanted to see if it happened again. Close it up, open it. Same thing. So I started going around everywhere I went, everywhere I found a Bible, I'd open it, it would always open the same page. I could tell you about other incidents like that too, but that's how it began. So I got used to the idea that, you know, hey, you open a Bible, you ask a question, you open a Bible, it's supposed to open to the page. I just thought that's the way it's supposed to happen. I didn't know any better. I didn't even think of it unusual. I got used to it. That continued for a very long time, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of reading the scriptures and discovering what is there. And there were those who saw it, and some who were somewhat amazed by it. Did I even realize what they were being so amazed about? They said, how does he keep opening his Bible and keeps turning right to the page? Going through the whole book from Genesis to Revelation. Most High just told me to go forth and he would supply the words. I know that there's no question about this in my mind. Most High can set a mind or a heart on a firm foundation. A man not willing to lie won't presume anything. He wants to know the truth. So the Most High will guide his mind and heart to speak the truth. But my brothers and sisters, no question about it, that's a gift from above. Most High make that mind and heart, if you will, suspicious about any false doctrine. Compel the heart to believe the truth and cast aside the lie. Question, however, my brothers and sisters, how many want that pure and perfect truth? Afraid to dissuade anyone, knowing what is the punishment for so doing. I think there'll be a lot more people more cautious to deeply investigate the scriptures if they realize that those who lie with regard to anything having to do with the Most High face a very, very severe punishment. I've talked to you before. I remember how it was when first the Most High called me aside. And in revealing his presence, I've talked about how it was like, felt like million megaton atom bomb blowing off in my face, pulsing in my face. Nowhere you can go to get away from this fears, my brothers and sisters. I can't even try to describe the pressure of being bombarded with a force like that. The core of it, a love undescribable. And being drawn to it in spite of it all. Well, all I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows how to get a point across. One of the things I thought about is this. If that's what the Most High did and allowed me to survive it, to discern the immensity of His power and how much He means business, in other words, how much He loves the consistency of His being, and He did that out of love so I wouldn't forget, Got to thinking about it. I would never want to be on the side of the brunt of that. And it was out of anger. Him not being pleased. And it's even crossed my mind. If that's what hell feels like, guess what? don't want any part of it. But then again, my brothers and sisters, you know, I really believe that it's a gift from the Most High that allows you to experience these kind of things, to discipline your mind and heart, to humble you. So got news for you. If he puts you in a situation like that where you have to do something like that, be it a dream or a vision or however, you don't come out of it unless he does. He is willing to let you out. You can do it at any time. Our brothers and sisters, our desire, and I think Most High knows it. In fact, I know he knows it. He's seen many times that I have faced having to deal with people who, for the sake of selfish pride, have had first gut reaction, dismiss or argue with regard to so many things that I could, if they're only willing to listen, I can show them how it's true so many ways. And upon them coming to realize the truth, I could only say, thank you, Father, to a point of a gladness that quaked my soul, wrenched my soul deep inside. Tears come from deep inside the gut. Well, and somebody finally caught on. I can only tell you the Most High, at the end of the day, just wants people to understand. But there are those who rather believe the Most High is compromised, rather believe that he is a deceiver. Would rather believe that he doesn't or won't do all things according to all his word. That he won't hold man accountable according to all his word. Well, like I said, those like the Most High told me, rather believe a deceiver. Believe the Most High is compromised. Believe that he is not one. Than discern that they haven't really known him when they chose not to seek the whole truth. Or chose to accept a massive world of contradictions as if they were wise. Like I say, there's a lot of denominational titles out there. And even when they call upon what they think is the name of the Messiah, the name of the Most High, well, the Most High says, I am that I am, not as he is not. And there are those who would rather believe they truly have called upon his name, not seeking the fullness of his will. As if the Most High be satisfied with that. Strange thing. This side says innocent till proven guilty. Well, I got news for you. There's another premise in this society. There's an old Greco-Roman concept called dogmatizo and digmatizo. Maybe I need to explain that a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a little bit more time tonight. Let's see if I can pull this together. Okay, I think I can. And what this society says, and what is an old premise among the Romans and Greeks, as an extension of this idea, is that a word or a doctrine, they say it's accounted true until someone proves it untrue. Listen to me again. In Roman and Greco-Roman society, there were those who simply said that a word is to be counted true. Whatever somebody says, somehow to be counted true, until someone can prove it untrue. Or how about say convince the masses that that word is not true. It doesn't have to be based upon any solid foundation, just supposition. We call it philosophy. That a doctrine is acceptable until it is en masse rejected or en masse realized an illusion. Well, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society today that people turn around and say to me, everybody's doctrine is something, everybody's opinion is somehow could be considered wise, even could be labeled under the umbrella what people call the faith of the Messiah. Acceptable under that umbrella to the profane, defiling of his name. As if it were acceptable until the day comes. The Messiah will come to do what, according to Acts 3:18 through 4:5? Come to expose all iniquity. To bring to bear all the hidden things that men have not considered. He says, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Revelation 16 tells how Messiah shall bring to bear all those things, all that is divine pleasure, exposing all unrighteousness. Well, a lot of folks want to believe a lie. Listen to me, whether they knew it was a lie or not. Many have wanted to believe uncertainty. Believe that a society being uncertain. I guess some people turn around and actually want to believe that if no one is certain that a word is a lie, no one can be counted unjust for believing it. Did you not hear me, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, reproving all sin. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, reproving every lie. There's a lot of truths, my brothers and sisters, that men would know to believe if they sought the whole truth. There's many lies that men believe. They would believe no more if they truly sought the whole truth. What does Scripture say? Most High looked upon men, saw none who discerned, if you will, how much more they needed to seek Yah. They were satisfied. Society has told them that the tolerance in these contradictions is acceptable. What is it then that men believe is the judgment? I got to ask. How shall the Most High judge the faithful from the unfaithful? If no one is called to believe the truth, how shall men say they're faithful unto Yah, if they never knew the truth, never believed the truth, never heard the truth? Brothers and sisters, Scripture says, faith all comes by hearing the word from Yah. A lot of folks, I've heard pastors very devout about what they teach. Speak as if they are very certain about what they teach, and then have actually said they've never heard the voice of the Most High. Wow. They don't realize they've already said they're false prophets because they believe that after carnality, never having heard the voice of the Most High, that they somehow still yet speak the truth. They've actually said then, apparently then they haven't needed guidance from the Most High, are presumed, never having heard his voice, that they were guided by him. Brothers and sisters, the Most High gives all manner of dream visions to those he calls. He who created the eyes, certainly he sees. He who created the ears, certainly he hears. My brothers and sisters, he who created the mouth certainly can speak. And there are those who say because they don't hear, because they have not heard, they feel like they're not in any way imbalanced or without discipline. They need discipline simply because they have not heard. Wow. Heaven teach us to discern better than that. Like I said, my brother says, any man who can believe a multitude of contradictions acceptable or wise is not worthy of the Holy Spirit. Let me repeat. If any man believes a multitude of contradictions is acceptable or wise, is not worthy of the teacher. And man has not discerned that for many generations his soul, many generations of souls, been considered invalid before the Most High because men have believed Babylon. They believe a mass of contradictions and compromises, multitude of contentions and chaos, and thought that it was the result of the peace of Yah. Men finding out or just seeking to find ways to tolerate and give license to all manner of confusion and differences. They say that was guidance of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, if men were guided by the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't believe these lies and you wouldn't have to try to find a way to compromise with everybody's differences. The differences, in fact, should not exist. Not if led by one teacher. Compromise, my brothers and sisters, is a false messiah. It's a false sense of salvation. It's a false sense of peace. It's not agreement with the Most High, and it's a provocation against him. How can it be peace? Trusting in massive compromise, my brothers and sisters, is a thieving deception. It robs many. Men trusting in compromise, my brothers and sisters, trusting all these vast differences in society and told to tolerate them has actually been tricked into forsaking his conscience, forsaking his intelligence. Turning against, my brothers and sisters, the absolution that the Most High is. That men be pleased. And the Apostle Shaul said, if any man preaches such a word as this, as if it were the gospel, or if any man seek to persuade the diversities of men rather than Yah, he is accursed and cannot be found a servant under the Most High. For such a man, my brothers and sisters, who has sanctioned massive illusions, serves the devil, in fact, many. Not the kind of thing everybody wants to hear. Not the kind of thing everybody wants to face. Scripture says the time is going to come when all eyes shall see and discern the glory of Yah. A word, my brothers and sisters, from on high, delivered at the hand of a chosen one. Isaiah 40-41. Must expose all these differences taught by men after which men have been taken into bondage. It must occur. I said, my brothers and sisters, it must occur. Can't serve two masters. Two of the differing so-called masters can never be peace. What did he say? You must love one and hate the other. If you will, my brothers and sisters, take one to yourself and cast off the other. But the Most High says this world will have one master, and it's not an unholy one. So that means, my brothers and sisters, it is the misconceit that has been called the law of this world. I said it's the misconceit that this world seeks to preserve, that must be cast down. And that the liar and the deceitful standard of this world shall be no more. That is a gift from the Most High. Because he didn't say he was going to preserve a vessel that would that through unbelief, immaturity, neglect, something other than desire for the truth, he didn't say he preserved the vessel that preserves the lie. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that. We cannot, my brothers and sisters, be tricked, deceived, that we do not seek the whole truth. Do I need to repeat that? We cannot allow ourselves to be deceived, to feel no need to seek the whole truth. He said, beware lest any man deceive you. False Christ, lying prophets. In other words, men who sin, they've functioned after the anointing of the Most High, but not been compelled to seek the whole truth. What does the Holy Spirit do? After the Holy Spirit, shall men say they don't seek the whole truth? That they uphold a multitude of worldly compromises? Is that the peace the Most High said he gives? Think again. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Passover is approaching. Time when the Most High said his people were to celebrate coming out from the pollutions, perversities of this world. The Most High might establish and consecrate for himself a people to dwell in peace upon a holy land. All my brothers and sisters consecrated and confirming the same absolute truth that is from him. And you know, in light of the fact that Passover is approaching, I say we must know this. An elect remnant will one day be decided by him who will first among men come to believe all the exceeding truth, even the remembrance of all things declared from the beginning, and humanity for a long time is forgotten. Scripture says, in fact, the Messiah will come forth, one called from the body of his mother. Called by name, according to his purpose. Called by the very name of the Most High. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is consecrated one in his own name, because he will not give his glory to another name, another ideal, another standard, another contract, another covenant. He will only sanction his own will as a word to bring his people back to him, to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, to declare one salvation or one purity, one absolute moral code to all the nations. Only one deliverance and one Savior. And like I said, in light of the fact that Passover is approaching, which is supposed to be a celebration of consecration of a people, you have to think about this, my brothers and sisters. Under the variant contradictions of Babylon, what people call this present church and state, some people call it a separation of church and state, but haven't discerned how to separate the difference between the truth of Yah and the lies of men. None of this, my brothers and sisters, is salvation. None of this prepares any man for deliverance. Scripture says, those who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. Those who will not be consecrated after the ways of the Most High beyond all the misconceits of this world, being true to the Most High from beginning to end. My brothers and sisters, those who will not seek that whole truth will not be part of the covenant. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that say indiscriminately after all the false prophets, false standards, false teachings of a multitude of differing institutions. They say they've known his ways. No, my brothers and sisters. After all these differences, men have known and known the lies of men. Messiah is going to come, and as he did before, and declare the reason why he appears, because the Most High has not been pleased with any of these institutions of man. 2,000 years ago, if anybody would have argued that case, well, my brother says he would have been counted an unbeliever. And the Most High, too. Think about it. If any man believes in all these institutions, that Messiah comes to reprove, if any man believes them to be yet viable, did they believe in him? Well, I tell you now, Most High is not going to consider anyone the constraints of his beliefs, whose constraints of his beliefs has been the constraints of the Baptist Church, Methodist Church, Catholic Church, Presbyterian Church. Hey, I listed a whole pack of them. If you look in the slideshows of Well, look at the shows and as they appear on the internet. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/EDY1, Yeshua is not Southern Baptist, American Baptist, Fundamental Baptist, Missionary Baptist, Bible Baptist, Methodist, American Methodist, United Methodist, United Brethren, Anglican, Catholic, Apostolic, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Church of England, Church of Christ, they call it, Lutheran, Wesleyan, Amish, Presbyterian, Mennonite, Church of God, Calvary Chapel, Moravian, Vineyard, Nazarene, Foursquare, Mormon. He's none of these institutions of man. And they must be the institutions of man because if they were the full workmanship of Yah, guess what? There's a whole lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, they're now ignoring they would be teaching. He's not Seventh-day Adventist. He's not Assembly of God. He's not Pentecostal. He's not Congregation of Yah. He's not Church of God in Christ, Worldwide Church of God, Body of Christ. None of these institutions. None of these institutions, my brothers and sisters, have sought in these last days to grasp all the Most High declared. And if you start talking about the greater truths that they ignore, they'd rather believe that what the scriptures have said is folly. Hey, I've had a lot of folks want to push me out of churches when I went in to try to speak these things because the pastor didn't want to answer the question as to why he hadn't taught them. I can tell you about congregations going forth and telling people certain things. You know, at the end of this congregation, they see you as a guest. They ask if you want to say something. Whoa. Ask me if I want to say something. Yeah, I got a lot to say. And after saying certain things, some people sometimes begin to catch on. And I've seen the pastor, you know, everybody want to ask the pastor a question. He said he's going to come back with an answer. He's going to go back to his pastor's study and come back with an answer. That's why he hadn't spoken such truths, certain truths, that I can tell them exactly where they can find them in the Bible. Hey, I remember one pastor that stayed was about 1 o'clock. He stayed back over in that pastor's study till 5 o'clock. Hey, knock on the door, never answered. Don't know if he got a secret little cubbyhole how to get out of there. But he never came back out. A lot of folks stayed there and waited. Never came back. I finally left around about 5 o'clock. I still like to know what it is that pastor might have finally said to his congregation as to why he had always neglected such truth, especially when so much of it is so easy to find since he's supposed to be a leader. Brothers and sisters, the Most High is not pleased with this. He told those who are after his spirit to go forth and teach all nations everything that he declares. The Holy Spirit would bring all these things to remembrance, that all should know it. Like I said, do you really believe the Most High is pleased that men have been more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones than the consecration of a people? Reconciliation of a people. Like I said, on the Day of Atonement, when all the people are supposed to get together, for instance, feast the Most High, when all people are supposed to get together and seek all the will of Yah, that the Most High be pleased. Offering sacrifices for their sins. Hey, think about it. Offering sacrifices to the Most High for whatever it has been the people have disagreed. What's the scripture say? If any man walk, if there be any strife and divisions among us because we function as carnal and rather than spiritual men, who are we supposed to be led by? We're supposed to be led by every man by his own ideas, his own conscience, not seeking the Most High to help him or help us all to see as one. So everybody offers sacrifices, but people are willing to reason together as one. That's a vain offering according to what's in the first chapter of Isaiah. See, if we're not willing to reason together as one and show that we are willing to reason to seek all the will of Yah for the good of his holy name, he says, men will be delivered by, as he says, you'll be delivered to the sword. That means destroyed. And the mouth of the Most High has spoken. But those who will reason together, he says, they will eat of the good of the land. My brother and sisters, how many times was Israel cast off the land because the people wouldn't walk according to what indeed is righteousness? Got news for you. The only ones who are going to live on that land that the Most High has consecrated is going to be those, my brothers and sisters, who can seek him unto all his will. They might be confirmed worthy unto a perpetual and continual peace. That's not the kind of thing everybody wants to think about. Like I said, I can imagine now, the Day of Atonement, when all the people are supposed to humble themselves before the Most High, they all agree with him that they all be one. But y'all see, like I said, last year, this idea about the blood moons, I saw a lot of congregations sit and talk about keeping Feast of Tabernacles, for instance, or Day of Atonement, Yom Teruah, still preserving a whole lot of their lives but calling themselves keeping these holy days. Everybody's still teaching within constraints of their denominational lives, saying that they keep unto the Most High a day holy, still not believing that it's a law unto the Most High that they seek all his will. And if they were taught about these exceeding things, they still want to believe they kept a day holy. Everybody teaching something different, and that's supposed to be an atonement before the Most High. Like I said before, no man is forgiven, my brothers and sisters, who continually believes a lie. No man is forgiven who continually resists knowing the greater truth. No one is forgiven, my brothers and sisters, who is not inclined with all his heart to pursue the absolute truth. No one is counted stable, my brothers and sisters. let's put it this way. If you really had a heart to seek the whole truth, the Most High would know it. And you would be checked out to find out if you really wanted the whole truth. I can't tell you, however, my brothers and sisters, there were many where the Most High has given a morsel of truth to see if they could delight in it. Because the Most High is looking for a people that no matter how much truth he grants them, they show they still would seek more. And seek it, discerning it their responsibility, mutual love and responsibility unto one another in the holy name, to seek the whole truth. All that is necessary that we might be consecrated fully as one. Well, Scripture says those have not having a love, a great love of the truth, preferring unrighteousness, choosing to believe lies, half-truths, misrepresentations, and pretenses. Scripture didn't say this would be under salvation, but would be damnation. Because understand, such an instability among the people is not worthy to be called a foundation unto an eternal kingdom. I can tell you Passover approaches. But for those who resist knowing the whole truth, who have not a love for the whole truth, a day of wrath comes. And in it, my brothers and sisters, there will be for those no passing over. What do I mean by that? Think about it. At the time of Passover when Israel came out of Egypt, angel of wrath passed over and did not afflict the houses of the faithful. Those who did not believe were smitten with wrath. Well, I will tell you this too, my brothers and sisters. Most High has a plan after which he intends to deliver his people. There were those who believed, and my brothers and sisters were even willing to walk that path the Most High dried when he, let's just say, divided the river. Dried up a path in the river. That they would walk through it unto safety. But there were those, my brothers and sisters, who would desire the people of the Most High never come to this absolute consecration necessary unto a city and a nation of peace. And in their unbelief, my brothers and sisters, for them there was no passing through. Well, Most High is not going to bring into his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, in a mingling, an amalgam of man's illusions. But he will bring unto himself, my brothers and sisters, the people who will be consecrated after the will of one. And the institutions of man that are out here calling themselves belief, favored, saved, that won't talk about the absolution that that one must bring. My brothers and sisters have taught a false Messiah. Who do you think it is the Most High says that he has consecrated to bring forth all things in him, to complete all things in him, to perform all that is divine pleasure? The Most High has already said that those who will not hearken to him in Isaiah 65 and still want to call themselves holy are smoke forever in his anger. And he says he will not desist, will not rest, will not be silent, until their destruction is assured. So there can't be a constant misexample in this world. And men, as men have done, sought to preserve such misexamples and said it was the will of Yah. Scripture says, for those who would not listen when offered the opportunity, said, because when he calls, he did not listen, spoke, he did not answer. He said, many would be delivered to the sword. His people shall eat, and others shall go forth hungry. He said, he's going to bring forth an inheritor of his mountain. That means one who inherits all the lands, that all my brothers and sisters should bow before him. That's in Isaiah 65, 2. That those who swear by the name of the Most High will swear by his name in truth. They finally should be consecrated in this world, my brothers and sisters, a people so purely consecrated unto the will of one, having so great a love for the will of one, thankful for the opportunity to receive the truth. As the scriptures even relate that before they even ask the Most High, the heavens shall answer his people. And why should they not? When the people petition with a discretion, a discernment, and a desire for that with which the Most High himself, beyond all the differences of man, is pleased. Well, looking at the time that is left, I can only say, my brothers and sisters, we have to prepare what the Most High calls the Holy Kingdom. And it won't be according to all of these human differences. It won't be after the ideals of men walking after what seems wise to their flesh. But the scripture says there's many ways, if you will, that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. And they say there's a way that seems right unto men. Well, there's a lot of men out there. So there's many ways that seem right unto men. The word men and many. There's many ways to seem right to the many. Then. But the end thereof is not life. If you can't discern, my brothers and sisters, a man lacks discretion to discern what is the pure will of Yah. What else has he upheld but confusion and known it not? How shall man know for a surety that they have in all things sought Yah to what is fully before him pleasing? Scripture says Messiah himself will appear, and he will consecrate men according to the fullness of a word, as to whether or not they have loved his truth, line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet, denying not a yod or a smallest letter or a dash, that they might be found worthy, and no case against them, if you will, that they might find entrance into the kingdom of Yah. It says, if you take his name in vain, they will swear by his name after seeking and seeking less than all that his name consecrates and establishes. He says, you should not be counted blameless. But like I said, people believing that that's not an absolute command have sought to say somehow were viable. All these various institutions, oftentimes men doing this because they themselves are blind, saying that if they're in some respect blind to some of these things, then as they seek to be justified or called justified in their ignorance, they say maybe some others are justified in their ignorance as well. My brothers and sisters, man was never created to be ignorant or lacking knowledge. Man turned away from the Most High and rebellious against him has insulted him. Should the Most High teach those who insult him constantly or those who are humble before him? He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me. Messiah would say, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to the humble, that their eyes might be opened, they might be released from this bondage. The Most High told me that however there are those, like I said before, rather believe a deceiver, someone double-minded, someone treacherous, someone negligent, Someone who prefers to believe lies, they'd rather believe a deceiver, would soothsay the people, comfort them in their vanities, and believe that they didn't know him, than believe, my brothers and sisters, that they themselves were deceived. Tricked, not to seek the whole truth. His Messiah said, be careful lest any man deceive you. He was saying, watch out for anyone who could cause you to be proud in your spiritual immaturity and not seeking the whole truth. That's what all the institutions of man are. They can make you proud of their partialities. The things that they call wise, the traditions that they would have you to exalt. Do you really still then feel the need to seek the whole truth? And if not compelled to seek the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, by whose authority do you feel that you are wise to deny any truth? Most High one time asked me, if a man, defy the Most High, or does not believe the Most High, and fails to have a desire to walk true to him in even one point, he asked me, shall he live? Answer the question. That any defiance against divine will is not life. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his praise always, thanking him always for every ear that he brings near. And my brothers and sisters, I say that I thank the Most High indeed for every ear that he brings near, and I thank you all for listening. Let others know, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to seek an absolution in the name of the Most High. An absolute. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, again, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under the honor and praise of his name always. Hallelujah!